بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of televised speech delivered on June 3, 2020 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, on the 31st demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini. Greetings be upon him. Imam's characteristics.
Today, I wish to speak about an important quality of our magnanimous Imam. First of all, he had the spirit of advocating transformation since long ago. This was not something that emerged in him in the beginning of the Islamic movement in the year 1341 in the Iranian calendar. Since his youth, he was an advocate of transformation, and evidence for this is the piece he wrote at the office of the late Waziri Yazdi in his youth when he was in his 30s. Later on, the late Waziri Yazdi showed me the same writing. I have seen it published, and many people have access to it today. In that essay, he quotes this holy ayah: I admonish you on one point, that you do stand up before Allah in pairs or singly. The Holy Quran, chapter 34, verse 46. This ayah invites the masses of people to rise for the sake of God. He had such a mentality.
Your light and love, all I see. Nothing more I'd ever want or need. My Lord,
my Lord,
protect me from dishonor. Grant me faith to be stronger among
others.
After that, he put his idea into practice, and as I mentioned, he carried out a transformation. He entered the arena of transformation in action, not just in words and in commands. The changes that he brought about included exerting psychological influence on a group of young seminarians in Qom, I will expand on this issue later on, and urging the masses of the Iranian nation into action. The Qom issue revolves around his ethics classes. Before the advent of the Islamic movement, he used to teach ethics, apart from fiqh and usul and rational sciences, in Qom for years. He would hold classes on ethics. Of course, when I went to Qom, those classes had ended, but those who had participated in them recounted that he had a class once a week at Faiziyah School where youth would gather together to participate in his classes. When he began to speak, the whole class would be deeply moved.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah.